The Ultimate Guide to Practicing Efficiently. The book Make It Stick is a summary of all the latest research on how humans learn and how to study and how to train yourself to do pretty much anything. And I've summarized the book and put it on your student page. And it's under B for bonus. So it says bonus, make it stick, the fastest ways to learn. How does this apply to your how to practice guitar? Mastering the guitar takes place mostly in your mind. Specifically, the neural pathways of your brain, they send impulses, you know, from your brain to your hands. So what you're about to do with this type of training is to establish the correct neural pathways in your brain, strengthen the correct neural pathways that are already there, and replace the wrong, inefficient, and ineffective neural pathways, letting them deteriorate and weaken so they no longer dominate. And do this in the shortest amount of time possible. The integrity and reliability of the electrical impulses sent through your neural pathways are protected and strengthened by a special material called myelin. The development of myelin is mission critical to your ability to master your guitar playing. You can't master anything without lots of myelin wrapped around the right neural pathways. Myelin develops when the brain is engaged and focused on the specific task you're trying to master, and it develops when the brain has to do some struggling and put in some effort. There are four stages of myelin development. In the first stage, a new neural pathway has just been established, but it's unusable because there's zero reliability at this point. At this stage, you may be able to play the item at a very slow speed. In the second stage, there's more familiarity with the item and the movement you're trying to make, but it's still not reliable enough to play at like a medium speed or with any consistency. And then the third stage, things start to flow. You might be able to play the item at a moderate tempo with maybe 80% consistency or something. And then the fourth stage, you can play this item easily at high speed and with 90% or greater reliability. This is what you're after, and this is what this type of training is aimed to make you be able to do. When a neural pathway is not used for a period of time, the pathway remains intact. However, the myelin around it decays and gets damaged. This makes the neural pathway unreliable, and the task you're trying to perform won't feel natural and it'll become unreliable. So to summarize, you have a neural pathway and then you have myelin that wraps around it. The way to build myelin is focus and effort. When something is, quote, hard, that's when you develop myelin, except when it's too hard, where you can't do it at all. So the sweet spot is where you can do it, but you have to really concentrate. In order to build myelin the most efficiently, there are three types of ways of practicing. There's masked, as in M-A-S-S-E-D, / blocked practice. And this is all covered in the, not the myelin part, but this part is covered in the Make It Stick book. But masked / blocked practicing is how most guitarists practice. It's not effective. This is where you block out a bunch of time and you practice one thing over and over. It's really not effective. And we're taught to do that from conditioning. It gives you the illusion of mastery because your brain goes on autopilot and you're like, yeah, I got this. You know, it's like the equivalent of when you're studying for a test. You know what the worst thing you can do when studying is? You read the same textbook like two or three times in a row, because by the third time you're like, oh, I totally got this. But it's really just because you recognize the words, same words in the same order. The students who really learn, according to the book, are the ones who like test themselves in various ways, like they make cue cards or they read different sources or they take their own notes or rewrite their notes. Like they're learning in all different fashions, not just one way. And so the masked block practicing is really not efficient, even though we're conditioned to it. What's much better is spaced and interleaved practice. These are separate things, but combining them is even better. Spaced means over time, like you do a little bit today and then you come back to it maybe later that day or the next day. You space it out through a week. I mean, consider someone studying over an hour a day over the course of let's say a week, and then versus someone who tries to study for like 7 hours just the day before the test. so it's this, the amount of study time is equal, but there's no space in between. That person who really crammed is not going to do as well. Interleaved means you shift between different items randomly, and this is exactly why your guitar lessons are structured the way they are. I'm not going to go into that right now. I talk about that in the Make It Stick introduction that I did. So interleaved means you're shifting between different items randomly. And the reason for that is coming back to your item after having left it, it reinforced your brain has to sort of reset because it changed its focus for a minute and then came back. So you have to reset your brain. And how much you retain is a good gauge of how much you really know it. It's like, let's take the studying for a test example. If you study for a while and then you come back the next day and you realize, oh wait, I still can't remember X, Y, and Z part of what I'm doing. Now at least you have a gauge of how much you know and don't know versus a student who's doing mass practicing where they're just doing one thing over and over. They can't really gauge like how well do they retain this stuff. They feel like they got it because they keep doing the same thing over and over in a row. You see what I mean? So just to give you examples of what all this means again, blocking means you do, let's say you have five items that you're practicing. All right, let's call them A, B, C, D, E. Blocking means you do like half an hour on item A, half an hour on B, etc. And everything is blocked. Like you're only going to practice item A for that half an hour, nothing else. The interleaving says, okay, for this half an hour, I'm going to practice items A, B, C, D, E, E, all in, one after the other. And, you know, let's say it's 6 minutes each, you know, because that's how much time a half an hour takes. And then later on, you do another cycle of 6 minutes each, you know, A, B, C, D, E. So that's interleaved versus blocked. And then if you look at a comparison between massed blocked practicing and spaced practicing and interleaved practicing, it would look like this. The definition of each one, definition of massed block practicing. Massed is same or similar concepts practiced consecutively for an extended block of time before moving on in a single practice session. Spaced is distributing the same amount of practice time over multiple short periods throughout the day. And interleaved means practice different skills, concepts, or items in a random order. So an example of each one, the mast is would be lick one, lick one, lick one, then lick two, lick two, lick two, lick two, then lick three, lick three, lick three, etc. And then spaced would be licks 1 to 4 morning, licks 1 to 4 in the afternoon, licks 1 to 4 in the evening, etc. And then interleaved would mean random order, lick three, lick two, one, lick two, lick four, lick, you know, just randomized. All right. And then in terms of percentages, it would be like lick one at a, you do it 100 times for massed block practicing, then lick two 100 times, etc. For spaced practicing, you would do lick one 25 times and then lick one 25 times later and then lick one 25 times a little later, etc. And you do that for all four. Interleaved means you mix it up. So interleaved multiplies the effectiveness of mass practice and spaced practice. It's the maximum effective, the maximum effectiveness you can achieve. Now I'm going to show you how to get a routine in which you implement all this.